This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Olmanzon. The city of Pacific Grove is holding a special election with just one issue on the ballot. It's an initiative to change a zoning restriction and allow a hotel to be built on the site of the American Tin Cannery. While zoning issues generally don't generate much interest, this one has become a fight for the city's future. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
It's a typical afternoon at the American Tin Cannery in Pacific Grove. The outlet mall is on the edge of busy Cannery Row. A couple of shoppers rummage through the doorbuster specials at the Van Heusen store, and a steady crowd flows into First Awakening's restaurant. The two-story mall is a mishmash with a few successful businesses and lots of empty storefronts caged in by chain-link fencing.
It's kind of sad.
Pacific Grove resident Rachel Hunter is one of about a dozen shoppers in the cavernous building. She grew up coming to this mall.
It used to be a lot of shops that were really fun to come to. There was a toy store, I remember, when I was a kid.
Michael Krall recalls those times, too.
It was bustling and it was full of business. It was the first outlet west of the Mississippi, but over the past 20 years or so, particularly with the development of the Gilroy outlets, pretty much all of that business disappeared.
Krall is a local developer with Domain Hospitality Partners. He and his partners want to buy the building, tear it down, and build a luxury hotel with underground parking. They call it Project Bella.
It'll be about 225 separately divisible rooms, about 15,000 square feet of ballroom and meeting space, a separate museum for art and cultural artifacts, and we'll have a second museum that'll really be a visitor center that will promote and highlight the ocean.
But the thing Krall is most excited about is its potential to be one of only five LEED Platinum hotels in the country. LEED is a certification by the U.S. Green Building Council. Platinum means the hotel will meet the highest standard for environmental compliance, recycling, and sustainability. Take water, for example. Krall says the hotel will save water by reusing it.
Current technologies exist to recycle at a minimum of 50% of the water, just by using simple off-the-shelf measures. And by using some technological advances, we can get that up into the 60, 65, 70% conservation range.
Project Bella has garnered the support of two former Pacific Grove mayors and the Chamber of Commerce, in part because of the money it will generate for this cash-strapped city. A recent independent report commissioned by the city says when fully operational, the project will bring in upwards of $3 million a year in tax revenues. But not everyone is on board with tearing down this old can factory. Pacific Grove resident Leonard O'Neill is opposed to Measure X. He has concerns about the size of the hotel, where the water will come from, and the traffic.
We've got traffic problems, congestion problems now. This is only going to make things worse. PG will not be the same as it used to be.
He also has concerns as a member of the Hotel Restaurant Workers Union, Local 483.
Hello, may I speak with Richard Biela?
Across town at the Union Hall, the walls are plastered with union posters and everyone is on the phone, all talking at once. It's a phone bank where union members are calling Pacific Grove voters, urging them to vote no on Measure X. Now, why would a union that represents hotel workers oppose a new hotel that could mean more jobs?
Because we have members who live in the community as well, and we don't want the community angry at us because we wanted a big Santa Barbara hotel on the water because it brought us 50 more jobs. You know, that isn't right. That's not a balance that we think is good.
And then there is the issue of organizing workers at the new hotel. The union wants the developers to sign a neutrality agreement, which means if the workers decide to form a union, the hotel won't fight it. But the developers say they'll talk about that when and if the hotel is approved.
My experience, because of the 40 years that I've been here, it's once the developer gets the approval, you do not end up getting a neutrality card check agreement with them.
In many ways, Measure X is about the future of Pacific Grove. Both the union leader, Leonard O'Neill, and the developer, Michael Krall, talk almost poetically about the beauty of the city's coastline. But both have a different vision of its future. First, O'Neill.
Pacific Grove, as you know, it's beautiful here, you know, just absolutely gorgeous, right? And, you know, I think part of our job is to maintain the stewardship of that.
The environmental asset of Pacific Grove really is based on the ocean and its gorgeous coastline. And the only hotel that one could even dream of being appropriate for this location would be the most sustainable hotel in the world, and that's our commitment.
On Tuesday, the voters in Pacific Grove will have to decide which of those visions they embrace. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you have a mail-in ballot, you can hand deliver it to a polling place or to the Monterey County Registrar of Voters office in Salinas. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.